Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone.
I'm listening. Tell me.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Rainy event.
It's a big old
that might be like mild, right? Pretty much a downpour happening in eastern North Dakota today. Just got a report that at I-29 and South University, 2.2 inches of rain, which does not surprise me because the storm sewers were overflowing in a lot of the just normal intersections where it's not a problem here.
Well, the whole state's pretty much two-thirds of the eastern part of the North Dakota and into Minnesota is covered with this system. So
yeah, it is.
Plenty of moisture out there.
There is, although not to the west. Of course, we're already getting a little dry that way. As Phil Parker told us earlier, seeing at least the topsoil blowing around pretty good in that wind over the weekend. But that wind on Saturday, what the heck was that?
There had to be some straight line winds going
on. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was dropping off some donated stuff at Heirlooms on Saturday. Great day to do that, right? Hauling crap into the... at one point, I was taking something out of the back seat, and a wind gust came up and slammed the door into me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, just when you don't want it to.
Oh, my gosh. I've been nursing little aches and pains all weekend long. Kind of crazy. So, anyway, officially, it looks like Fargo at an inch 21. As I said, other parts, one listener sending in a note, 2.2 inches at I-29 at South University, 3.2 in McHenry. How about that? There's another dandy. So, a lot of inch 5. Wappington's an inch 5. Let us know what you got in the rain gauge. Would you just text us? 701-237-1590. So moms were revered here with everybody on the crew. We did a nice thing for moms. We remembered our mom. I posted about my mom. It was our first Mother's Day without my mother-in-law, Agnes Hammerlick. So I posted a picture of her and a little tribute there. And then, of course, we took good care of Maria. We went to Sweet Shots this weekend. Todd, you know what Sweet Shots is, Todd?
No.
You heard of Top Golf before?
Same
heard
kind
of.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Top Golf is that you see these big giant nets. They have one of the cities in like Brooklyn Center, I think, another Brooklyn Park up there up north.
Oh, and sure.
They're big in Arizona. You see them. And there's three, it's like a triple deck of golfing that goes on in these things. They have one that's just called Sweet Shots. It actually has newer technology than Top Golf, and there's some kind of partnership. Sweet Shots doesn't put their name on the smaller markets, I guess.
Yeah.
And so these folks here, local group of investors, and Mark Johnson and his family started this.
It's like golf meets bowling meets like a cornhole.
Well, you're talking about what's next door, which is technically not connected, but it's Kingpins. There's a big amusement park next door, which is crazy. Sweet Shots is the golf part, and then there's Kingpins. But you're right. It's crazy.
Well, it tracks your ball. I mean, and you're shooting for targets, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
I saw you were there. It looked like you guys had fun.
It is. The moms picked it, by the way. I know that looks a little like, oh, sure, that was some Mother's Day. Yeah, but no, they...
We went to the one in Vegas.
Oh, did you?
Leave the one
in Vegas. Oh, I bet that's epic.
It is massive.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Oh. We also had a fabulous weekend with Peter McCullough. My gosh, what a joy that guy is. A
lot of texts this morning locally in Fargo on just a lot of great compliments. Just a great event. Thanks for bringing him. Learned a ton. I'm sorry I wasn't there.
Well, you had promised weekend.
Yeah,
but
we had promised.
Believe me. I heard the same all weekend, and it just warms my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bizarre to me. It's bizarre to me that we are in a place in America where doctors can't give a second opinion without being canceled.
Right.
It's just insane. And the amount of doctors who think Dr. Peter McCullough is the Antichrist is just unbelievable to me. given the fact that well before COVID, he was a big deal, right? He's this wicked smart heart doctor, published all these reports in cardiology, okay? And then post-COVID, okay, 57 peer-reviewed papers. Like he's testified before the U.S. Senate, all these legislatures. The guy does this under oath. His actual work went to the Supreme Court on the vaccine mandates and talked about if early treatments were used instead, now 90-some percent of people would not have been hospitalized or died from early treatments, which, of course, were poo-pooed. Look, I don't want to relitigate COVID, you know, right? I mean, the sooner we're done, the sooner it's better. But, folks, when a bug comes from China that results in mass vaccinations in the United States of America, you got to just ask yourself a few questions, okay? You got to ask yourself a few questions, and critical thinking needs to return. And what I was heartened by was the amount of people that cared, and the amount of people that were there, and the amount of people said, "Why didn't I know this a year ago? Why didn't I know this sooner? Why are we not hearing more about those that are having effects?" Here's the deal: any doctor, and by the way, I've been vaccinated. My family's been vaccinated. It isn't like I'm sitting here saying, don't get the vaccination. What I'm saying is, it is wrong to say you must, you shall, you will, number one, to mandate it. And number two, it's wrong to say, hey, you can't talk about this. You can't have a conversation about this. And you can leave the C word out of this. That's in anything. If we are in a place in the United States of America where doctors can't be doctors and disagree with different versions of scientific analysis on situations, or we have a CDC that suppresses information about the vaccine side effects, about deaths, about things that have happened. What in the heck kind of world do we live in, and what's next? And, of course, right on cue, a few months ahead of a very momentous midterm election, what are we hearing from the White House? Politico today. Here we go. White House warns of COVID surges this winter.
Mm-hmm.
Da-da-dum-boom-bom.
The MAGA crowd. Yeah.
Sounding alarms.
100 million.
Over the COVID surge coming this winter. Right about November 2022. That's what I predict.
Right about the time North Dakota goes indoors for the winter anyway. All right.
Unbelievable. So, Dr. McCullough will be on this program today. We had a Q&A session that could have gone 3 hours. The event wrapped up like at 10 o'clock. And that's late for a North Dakota event, right? I always hear, get them out of there by 9:30, 10, or you're going to lose them kind of thing. And I'm telling you, nobody wanted to leave. But we scratched the surface on the whole thing. Here's what I want you to know. If you were not there, take heart. We are going to post the entire presentation, all of the slides presented, and give you everything you need to know, okay?
That was the biggest question. It's going to be an audio feed or video?
There is, both. Video. Both.
Okay, perfect.
And a download, and also the actual slides. I'm getting the updated slide deck, so we don't quite have everything up yet, but trust me, I'll let you know when it's up. AM1100theflag.com. AM1100theflag.com. So look for that. Coming soon. I'll share with Todd, too, so we can get it up on everybody's social media. Although, if you put stuff like that on social media, good luck anybody sees it. Right?
Oh,
so
right.
You've got to just put it on websites.
Well, it depends on the social media.
Go that route.
Right? Put it on Rumble. You'll be good.
Or Telegram.
Yep,
or, yeah.
Yep.
Dr. McCullough, by the way, is on all those platforms. I was amazed. Yep. This guy's like unbelievable. He's like, let's do a picture. He wanted to do a picture in front of WDAY because it had the big ABC logo on it, you know? Yep. He said, nobody will believe that I walked into a building that says ABC on it, right? And so we took a picture down there, and he's like, okay, what's your Instagram handle? I'm like, gosh, if I know. I don't know. Is it the same as Twitter? I don't know. And of course, he's like wrapping it out. And then Bridget from our team was there, and he's like, how do you put a song on a story? Because I want to put a song on my story and put this on Instagram with Scott. He's like, what in the world?
Yeah, boom.
And he had it all down. It's pretty cool. Anyway, Dr. Peter McCullough will be back, just so you know. And we had a couple people say, could you get Dr. McCullough and Dr. Malone together? Right? And look, this is important to me. I have dear friends that are doctors. My own doctor said, Scott, I think given the fact you've had your colon out, you're close to 60, you know, you're in that category where the risk is significant, you should do it. My family was going, you know, the kids especially, dad, get the vaccine, dad, get the vaccine. And I'm like, all right, they've got it, so I've got it. So And my wife's in healthcare. She's respectful of her business. You know, she said, look, it's just typical protocol in healthcare that you have the vaccines because you're going to be dealing with a lot of patients. She didn't see that as onerous. So, you know, we had it. I don't know that I'd do it now, but I'm glad I haven't gotten COVID. I haven't got it. And everybody else in the family that did get it had it very mild. So I think it's just, it is what it is. I don't want to say you made the wrong decision. I don't want to shame anybody that made the decision. I just want a country, the greatest country on the face of the earth, to be the place where you can agree or disagree on this stuff and not have it be like, okay, you are canceled because you chose a different medical path than I did. What in the world?
Well, one side of it, I think, always comes down to the money. Follow the money, follow the money. You're being mandated and he can't speak on it. Come on. The other side of it is personal freedom. I mean, I'm sorry. If you think somehow the government is going to keep you safe or keep you alive or keep God from enacting his will over your life, think again. Just saying.
Amen. 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 I say to you, 16 after the hour on What's on Your Mind. Busy program today. Dr. McCullough will be here. Kim Witzig, let me tell you about her in a moment. And also Governor Doug Burgum, I'm going to check in from the flooding up Cavalier Grafton region, too, on the show today. Stay tuned. That more on the way.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for this.
I know I'm not your first love.
I can't believe Mickey Gilley.
What a run.
Lasted as long as he did. My Lord, what a run is right. Kind of like the George Strait before there was a George Strait, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he was, you know, But the Bourbon Cowboy is really where he...
Oh, was that good? I forgot about that.
A long time before
Don't forget his cousins, Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart. I mean, you got to figure there's a holiday story someplace with those three doing something weird or whatever.
86 years old. 86.
Yep.
Stand By Me was the Urban Cowboy legendary hit, right?
Yep.
But as you say, long before that, he was a big deal. Back and, on What's On Your Mind.
Gillies in Dallas. Have you ever went there? But
I don't know. I was never there, but I know it was
Pasadena, Texas.
That was a famous...
Or Pasadena, yeah. It's outside of Dallas.
Mechanical bull.
They did make one in Dallas.
No, they actually had, when I was there, they had four rings, four different mechanical bull rings in that massive bar that was there. Yeah.
It looked like a. I can go to Texas Roadhouse and have that. I'll do that one.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a backache to me, that one down there.
I'll do the old quarter one outside Kmart that they used to have there.
Right. I won't do it.
Folks, what's on your mind today? Call us at 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Don't forget, you can call us 24/7. We have a winner to announce today. In our Mother's Day contest. Remember, we had a MyPillow prize package for the best story about mom over the weekend, so we'll announce that here in a little bit. And much more to come. North Dakota's first pre-K through 12th grade classical education has arrived. You know what we're talking about, folks?
Capstone.
Capstone Classical Academy is here. What does it do? What's different about classical education? It actually engages students to acquire wisdom, cultivate virtue, and pursue rigorous academic study with a Christian view. Now, that is something the public school system can do. There are elements, obviously, that the public school system strives to do. But they do it very differently with a classical education, and there are literally, you know, generations going back to the beginning of time that have brought us the tenets of a classical education. So students study what is good, what is true, what is beautiful for the purposes of benefiting their community, but glorifying God. And they're currently enrolling pre-K through 6th grade right now. To learn more or enroll your child, go to capstoneclassical.com. First of its kind effort with the Hillsdale College right here in North Dakota. So pretty cool. Capstoneclassical.com. Capstoneclassical.com. And your support for that kind of education in North Dakota is very smart, given the environment we are currently in. I'd like to see this spread all across rural America. North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Absolutely. Absolutely. So help them do just that. Find out how you can be a donor as well. CapstoneClassical.com. What's on your mind today? A couple of textures here. What quizzles me most, is that a word, guys, quizzles? Quizzles me most is the...
It's not, I like it.
It is now, yeah.
I know, it should be a word.
What quizzles me most, can you name one prominent politician that's died from COVID?
No.
I haven't, but most of them were vaccinated, although there's people that have died who were vaccinated, obviously. But, yeah, do you think there's some grand conspiracy there? I don't know. Since most of the audience's questions didn't get asked or answered at the event Friday night, I'm assuming the event had to be over by 10. Were you able to still get them answered and post those on your website as well? I'm working on that. That might take us a little while, but my mission is to get every question answered. Absolutely. Here's the deal, guys. So we started the Q&A about 9, just a hair after 9, and we took questions from the audience that they could come up. Sandy Sanford, the director of Freedom Matters USA, and Casey Schultz, one of the North Dakota Conservative Advocate Board members, they were on each side of the venue with microphones, and people lined up all the way down. And then we had 3x5 cards on all of the things. They brought me gobs of 3x5 cards with questions. So we literally had scheduled a half an hour between people at the microphones and the cards. And you know how that is. You kind of flip through to see if there's some similar and try and find one. Yeah. Every dang one of them were great questions.
Oh,
I mean, there was no bad question in the batch. So it just had to randomly pick them out and ask the panel to address them. So I feel your pain, Texter, and I appreciate that. We will definitely do our part to get those questions answered, a few of which will be answered today with Dr. McCullough later on in the program today. Okay. Texter says, I talked to a local business owner last night who deals directly with China, also known as China. He said the business people in China admitted to him that the virus was released intentionally to hurt the U.S. economy, and they admitted it backfired and has hurt the Chinese economy immensely. Does anybody, number one, doubt that there was, that this is not a accidental lab creation? If you think that's just nutso talk, I'm welcome to be called everything in the book. It's a regular occurrence that I get called everything in the book. I've got thick skin. I don't care. Reminds me, I need to read you guys a response to the column I wrote this weekend about the Roe versus Wade pending decision in the Supreme Court.
No, I can imagine.
Don't let me forget to read that to you.
I can imagine.
Because it is epic. I have it on Facebook if you want to get a little taste of it, both the column and also the response. And I'm telling you, that's the best entertainment I have. That publishes Saturday in the Fargo Forum, Grand Forks Herald, Jamestown Press, and Dickinson Tribune, is it? Or Dickinson Press and Jamestown Tribune, I forget which it is. But anyway, every Friday I write a column for the Forum newspapers. And I love it. It kind of makes me stretch a little bit because I'm not a writer, but I enjoy thinking about what would be good to write about or whatever. And so this particular weekend, I watched just what a glorious week it was last week. And it was, you know. I mean, there's so many battles we're fighting on it. Sometimes you lose sight of that. But the last week was a glorious week, guys.
Mm-hmm.
From my conception, I've been pro-life, really. But I only cognitively knew that in my teens. And I've told this story before, but how I really got passionately pro-life in high school was I had a buddy, and a buddy had a sister who'd gotten pregnant, and with a boyfriend or whatever, I forget what the circumstances were. The dad was a prominent, you know, individual and happened to be the county coroner in the county, and so even though you can't normally do this, obviously even then, this was whatever, the early 80s, he arranged for her to have an abortion in the local hospital, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, all this has been arranged, and the whole family goes, and she's going to go in. And the family, not even exactly prayerful, I would say, they just had this feeling that this was a bad idea. They just said, we're not going to do this. So Holly was his sister's name, and Holly ends up having this baby, and the baby's name is Jesse, a little boy. And as my buddy and I were always hanging out, Jesse became like this little guy you were always watching over and taking care of, you know, knee-high to us at that time as just a toddler. Do you think Jesse went to Iraq and served this country and defended the United States of America? Yeah, he did. He's now a member of the United States military. I don't know how many lives he saved as part of that, but that's what happened in that hospital room.
There you go.
It changed me forever.
My friend Jamie Osborne, I worked with in California, he's adopted, and he wrote a great thing thanking his birth mom for being so courageous to, you know, do what she had to do to have and being even more courageous to say, you know, I'm not ready for this. And he was raised by a great family, and I had a tear to reading his post. It was awesome.
You don't have to be, sort of in the pews of the church every week to figure that out.
You bet.
And I know there were a lot of protests at Catholic Church over the weekend. Look, Catholics are not the only ones that are pro-life people.
True that.
By the way, it's a teaching of the church, so call us crazy for believing what the church teaches. I know that's kind of nutty these days, right? But many Protestants are pro-life, so, you know, folks, just have a different opinion. It's America. It's okay.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Beckel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Violence mongers struck an anti-abortion group office where a fire broke out and a Molotov cocktail was found on Sunday. Police say the fire broke out shortly after 6 a.m. at the Wisconsin Family Action House in Madison and was suspicious in nature. Ferdinand Marcos Jr. appears to be poised to be the next president of the Philippines as millions began voting on Monday. Political violence has claimed many lives over the weekend in the Philippines, as Philippine elections are frequently marred by violence. According to one of the latest opinion polls, the 64-year-old Marcos Jr. will win by more than half the votes. One supporter on Global News says the dictator's son is not a problem because of what his father did in the past.
We need the change in our country. Unification. That's a Filipino. I know, I heard, I read about all of this stuff, but there's no problem with all those things.
USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A two, a one, two, three, go! Closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels of the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks, and I might slip to 5 or even 4.
Is this his biggest hit, by the way?
When tomorrow morning...
Mickey Gilley.
Probably Stand By Me, I would think. For,
I don't know. I was going to say, I thought Stand By Me was, but...
Yeah.
Certainly one of them, though.
It should be, because listen to this hit. Listen to this.
Girls all get prettier and smoother than
that. I mean, that's kind of basic common sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about he's espousing something so obviously true, you know. So today at PetroServe USA, you can go in there, and if you're at a Valley Dairy Store on Grand Forks, you know all about these caramel rolls. Because they're famous Valley Dairy caramel rolls. Now, PetroServe USA is, of course, the proprietor of Valley Dairy. And so the caramel rolls are at all the PetroServe USA locations. Today's Fresh Bake Muffin Monday. You can get muffins for 99 cents. They come out of the oven. They go on the rack. It's not like places where they drop them off or, oh, heaven forbid, they put them in some plastic bag and they were made 6 years ago at some factory. And you get a gut bomb out of it. No, these are homemade muffins on site, on the store. That's how good they are. Same with the fresh baked cookies and all the home cooking and grab and go convenience. The 4 for $4 deals, that like the craziest inflation buster ever. You get today still, what is the price of gas today? It's 4 something on average, okay?
Around here, $3.89, $3.79 is what I'm seeing.
Nationwide, $4 something.
Yep.
A year ago, $2 something. When Trump left office, $1 something.
Yep.
Okay. And guess what? Then, when Trump was in office, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 homemade fresh cookies, a 20-ounce drink, 4 items cost you how much, guys?
$4.
$4. Okay. Today, with gas now going from 1 to 4, you get the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 2 homemade fresh cookies, and the 20-ounce drink for how much?
$4.
How can that be? That's at every PetroServe USA today, folks. Every single one. Today. All right. Where were we? Mickey Gilley's birthday. A couple of quick things here.
No, his passing.
I said it's his birthday. Yeah, he died over the weekend.
Passing.
Sorry.
Yep, no problem.
It's his birthday into heaven.
There you go.
James, a listener corrected me, and by the way, I am wrong. How often, guys, you keep track? Usually 10 to 11% of the things I say are wrong. Each and every month, according to Waters, Price, who does their stuff? Ide Bailey. Ide Bailey does their stuff. And so when it happens, these guys, Todd usually gives me the ding. Give me the ding, Todd. Bring it on so we can keep tally on the air. He's got to get the little bell next to him. It's Monday. Somebody moves it on the weekend. Yeah, so Jamestown Sun. I said Jamestown Press or Jamestown Times or something. I don't know what I said. So incorrect name on the newspaper. I'm in the Fargo Forum, Grand Forks Herald, Jamestown Sun, Dickinson Press, every Saturday. Read it and share your viewpoints on it. Even if you think like this fella here. You guys ready for this? I promise this. Here is the letter in response to my column, which was, what a glorious week it was for the pro-life cause. I'll need a translator through this, okay, guys?
All right.
Scott, I'm going to just rip through it. You're still a mouth-foaming Trumpista. Your party, in quotes, doesn't defend innocent life, tool. Check the past Republican wars and actions against the poor and dying middle class. Your, in quotes, conservative values, unquotes, celebrate class, race, gender war, theological BS put into law, and the ascendancy of the wealthy over the rest. Before they earn your vote, candidates need to espouse the same pseudo-religious claptrap. I gotta use a few of these words once in a while. Endorsed by the upside-down, Bible-waving Trumpenfoofer. Trumpenfeffer? Trumpenfeffer. I don't know. Hoppenfeffer Incorporated.
Yep.
Neo, Mile, Laverne and Shirley. I don't know. Right. And it's a medievally moronic base. That'd be us, boys.
Warner Brothers cartoon thing. Hoppenfeffer.
Wow.
Yeah. Of which you are a proudly self-proclaimed part. You and the rest of the mouth-breathing Trump acolytes haven't won any victory. You may have simply used your fake religious nonsense to drive a further wedge into American society. It gets better. Smug, smarmy, and absolutely convinced that you're correct. My parents taught me that the most dangerous and questionable people were those who claimed the right without questions. You're there, slick. So I'm a tool, I'm slick, this is just beautiful. What will now happen? He said, women are going to flood the polls in record numbers, and I'll bet my life those women aren't neo-Nazi theological supporters of the Trump and Furrer. Trump and Fuffer.
Trump and Fuhrer, yeah. I'm sure that's what he's saying.
I'm an old, white, disabled veteran with service in the Middle East and Sub-Saharan Africa. I was a lifelong Republican until fake Orange Donnie and the Republican down... Oh, get a little of this. Fake Orange Donnie and the Republican clown movement put me out. Oh?
Wow.
You served? Like to hear where. I put my life on the line for years for a country you and yours are hell-bent on destroying. Tool. Get out of hillbilly North Dakota. Spend some time overseas. We're now a laughing stock thanks to Pouty Donnie and crew. You ever live overseas? Of course not. You bleed the uneducated, experienced, self-satisfied tripe of all self-satisfied insular mouthpieces lacking insight and self-reflection. It must really suck to be you, but you're too smug to notice. What you gonna do when those furious women hit the polls? Ask your fictional Jesus and regrettably non-fictional Trumpenfuhrer. Thank you. For another 11,000 votes. Yeah? Ryan. Thank you, Ryan. By the way, he said, no, I'm no liberal.
Boy, there's a lot there.
There's a lot there, yeah.
There's just simply a lot there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that, I mean, where would you start?
I don't know.
Unpack any of that.
Here's how I responded to his email, and I try very hard to respond to emails when they come in. Are you ready for my response?
Mm-hmm.
Grade me on my response. Hi, Ryan. Well, thank you for reading my column and sharing your comments. This is an interesting perspective. God loves you, and so do I. Take care, Scott.
There you go.
Is that okay? Or?
Yeah. Can't help you. See you later.
I didn't say that.
No, I know you didn't.
I said, God loves you, and so do I, and I do.
Well, there's a lot of insults in there. There's a lot of name-calling.
Yeah.
It'd be great to just lose all that, sit down, and prove your points.
I'd love to go line by line through that. Maybe we'll have a rainy day show one day. Well, it's a rainy day, but it's not today.
Yeah.
We do have our guest. Okay, good. We found our next guest. In a moment, I'll go to her and introduce her. We got the chance to visit extensively over the weekend. I loved her talk. We'll do that in a moment. Dan and Bismarck, let's get you in here first up, though. Dan, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Two things after that, good note. there's only two sexes, men and women. That's pretty obvious.
Very controversial, you, and I appreciate you not repeating that anymore because we don't like to be canceled here. And I can't imagine the confusion Mother's Day must have brought to a whole swarm of people. Of the, where,
Happy birthday to Person's Day. Yeah, right.
Right, yeah. Exactly right. By the way, they don't breastfeed Minnesota anymore. They chest feed. Just so you know, they chest feed Minnesota now. So
ridiculous.
Be careful, Dan. Yeah, go ahead. What else?
Yeah. What I was going to say was is that there was, I remember only two people or politicians that passed away from COVID. And I believe it was a state representative from South Dakota by the name of Glatz or Glanz or something to that effect. Yep. And then also Herman Cain.
So, that's right, Herman Cain. We forgot.
Only two.
Yeah, somebody asked the question.
Was,
yeah,
and that's all I was doing is throw the answer out for you.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that very much. I don't know if you say this. File? Phil? In Fargo? Starts with an F. F-Y-L. How do you pronounce that? Tell me, Mr. Fargo.
Yeah, it's Phil. F is in Sam.
Oh, it's Syl. Well, I can pronounce that name. Syl in Fargo wants to talk about Newsmax. What do you got to tell us, Syl?
Well, did you watch a show last night?
Are you talking about 2,000 Mules?
No, but the environmentalists?
I did not. On Newsmax? I didn't. No.
Yeah, was it 2 hours?
Well, there's a lot of good programming on Newsmax. How was it?
Well, I won't even attempt to paraphrase all the stuff going on that one. When they advertised it on Friday night, I thought it would be like a half hour. It was 2 hours. And, of course, they pointed out the thing that... The whole environmental program is nothing about the weather. It's all about controlling everybody. And there was most of the people were from foreign countries, believe it or not, or a lot of it was. A couple from Australia, and I'll just give one, the past president of Yugoslavia. He said there's three isms that are really bad, and they keep getting worse. The first one was socialism, which was terrible. That doesn't work. Communism is worse. Now we got environmentalism, and that's worse to all of them. Oh, if you get your hands on that, it's 2 hours, but it's just incredible what all these people are saying, what's going on.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right, and I think it's all about control, and it connects to COVID, as a matter of fact. So I'll appreciate that very much. Newsmax is great. I'll get more details on what you watched last night so other folks can find out about it. Let me quick introduce Kim Witzig here. Kim was with us this weekend along with Dr. Peter McCullough and also Chris Kobach. A lot of great audience feedback about her talk. She also joined us with a group of doctors and health professionals on Saturday morning. She has testified more before the FDA, than any other consumer advocate anywhere. And has an amazing story that I want you to hear more about today on the program. Kim, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
What did you think of the event with Dr. McCullough, Chris Kobach, and yourself? Just give us your readout of it.
Well, first of all, I was super honored to be sharing the stage with these other great gentlemen, and you and the organization and the people. The audience was full of truth seekers and those that came to be, you know, challenged, but also to hear another narrative that's not being told to us in America. So I was really thrilled. It was an honor. It was great meeting you and to have the opportunity to, you know, share my story and all the lessons I've learned that I've been doing this work for almost 19 years. So it was a fantastic event. And I only wish that more of the mainstream medical and people who have bought really hard into the vaccines would have come to listen and to be uncomfortable, because that is really where seeds are planted for curiosity, critical thinking, and where, you know, you start taking and thinking for your own.
For the life of me, I can't figure out what the deal is there. I mean, I don't expect everybody to agree. They never do. Right? I mean, two doctors that agree is a rather challenging time, but it's just, I want to unpack that a little bit and see if we can figure out what that story is. I'm blown away by it. I really am. I don't understand it. And the reactions are not only, no thanks, they're vitriolic. What is the deal with that? Stay tuned, Kim. We got to take a break here, and we'll continue after this. Calls, questions, comments, welcome for Kim, too. 258-0550. And Governor Burgum checking in on the way.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Barada, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If I sent a rose to you, how every time you make
Mickey Gilly Monday on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. I was there over the weekend getting some salt for the Hot Springs Spa to keep making that chlorine. Oh, yes, it's hot tub weather, boy. A little cool, a little rainy. There's nothing better than that. I love it best in the winter, but, boy, the spring is nice, too, with those cool, crisp nights. It is the best. It's not really about hot tub and, you know, pleasure and the ahs and the ohs and the you know, just how much better you feel. It's really about the wellness. And the splash pool season is here. They have one on display. You can go right by the stores and see them in the parking lot. And Dan Hammer was selling one when I was there on Saturday. And I think somebody took one home for like, I don't know, $7,000 or something, $7,000 bucks. I put a pool in once. You're talking about tens of thousands of dollars and even worse after. What if, best day of a pool owner's life? Well, the two best days are the day that you, I'm talking about a in-ground pool now.
Mm-hmm.
When you dig out and, you know, do the whole thing and, you know, the cement and everything else. Best 2 days of that experience is the first day you swim in it. And the last day you fill it in, you know, because it costs you, it becomes a black hole of money. So the splash pools are really the way to go. Or there are in-going options that are better these days, but the pros in hot spring spas and pool tables, too, can do it. And great financing options. Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. Back with Kim Witzig, a drug safety activist who has a great story herself. For folks that weren't there or heard you last week, Kim, just tell us a little bit about your story.
I always like to say I call myself the accidental advocate because I would never have chose to do this advocacy work. But unfortunately, it was a personal story that brought me into it, as it usually is. But my journey started almost 19 years ago on August 6, 2003. My husband of almost 10 years was found hanging from the rafters of the garage. He wasn't depressed, nor did he have a history of depression or any other mental illness. He had just started his dream job with a startup company and was having difficulty sleeping. So he goes to his doctor, someone he's gone to for years and he trusted, and was given the antidepressant Zoloft for insomnia and was told that it would take the edge off and help him sleep. 5 weeks later, Woody took his own life. Woody and I never once questioned the drug because why would we? It was given, it was FDA approved. It was given to him by his doctor. It was told to be safe and effective, but something intuitively in the deepest part of me knew that this guy who loved life, who wasn't depressed or had a history, took his own life. So that night, the coroner actually asked me when my life had just fallen apart, if he was taking any medication. And the only thing he was on, I said, yeah, it's upstairs. And I didn't even really, you know, pay much attention to what it was because, you know, again, for those reasons, safe and effective and given by the doctor. But the coroner said, there's a bottle of Zoloft sitting on the kitchen counter. And she said she's going to take it with her. It might have something to do with his death. And it was like, huh? And that didn't sit well with obviously me. But my brother-in-law that night Googled Zoloft and suicide. And boy, did we find out a lot that the FDA knew about this link in 1991 when they first held advisory committees and did nothing about it. It is now 2003. So almost immediately after Woody died, that became my mission to get on a plane, go out to D.C., and we were going to make sure that black box suicide warnings got put on antidepressants. But that was quite a journey, you know, from meeting with members of Congress. I had a big lawsuit, a failure to warn wrongful death lawsuit, where got documents out from under seal, testified, pushed the FDA, brought, you know, they had a lot of hearings back then. So eventually in 2004, we got black box suicide warnings put on these drugs. 2006, it was up to age 24 and younger, although, and truthfully, it should be all ages because all ages are at risk for this side effect that they did not actually tell people about. But, you know, initially I thought, well, this is just an isolated issue with antidepressants. And, you know, I did my job. I'm going to go back to my old life. However, what I realized was that it was a much larger systemic problem. Our nation's safety system, the drug safety system, was driven by commercial interests, compounded by issues, you know, such as lack of transparency, conflicts of interest, undue industry influences, marketing.
But think about it, Kim. You know all you know now. You're doing this for a reason, you know. And you told an amazing story about the peace that you had as you were spreading the ashes of your husband, and literally see a Bible floating by. I mean, my gosh, you know, that's incredible. You're on that wall for a very important reason. And right now, sadly, fighting much of the medical community just on being a drug safety advocate in a COVID era. And, you know, that's why it was great. Even though there weren't 100 doctors there, there were 25 doctors and health professionals with you on Saturday morning with Dr. McCullough. Only have about a half minute left, but give me just your quick readout on that conversation. It was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
It was pretty powerful. It was not what I was expecting, but, you know, when you really start thinking about it, it's way bigger than just the medical industry. It's good versus evil, and it's a, you know, it's a global issue, and so I think we have to have our, and I've had to lean on my faith, which is extremely important, and know that I was chosen to be still out there, and some, you know, and same with all the people that were in that room. It's, we have to come together. We have to support each other.
And regardless of who's in charge. Who's in charge here? And regardless of the outcome in good versus evil, which is you know, the history of mankind, you believe the good work, good book, you know it's constantly a battle of good versus evil. When it ends, and we don't know when it ends, you want to be on the right side of it. And these people are every single day. Kim, I look forward to a long friendship and more conversations like this. Thanks so much.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream? Home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.